Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
007.
So sorry. Oh my god, you're here.
Yeah, you're right.
I just saw you.
When?
Things seem a lot better here. Then, okay. All right, you seem
you're
okay.
All right.
Hey, Val, what do you want for lunch?
Val?
No nicknames, Finnegan.
Finnegan? Hi. Yes.
Oh, hey.
Okay. I just came from both of you. But it seems like things, maybe it worked. Things are okay. They're okay now.
When?
January. Early January.
We haven't seen each other in January yet. Different us. Different time.
Right.
Anyway, we have something we need to show you.
Okay.
You gotta see this. This is so cool. I can't believe we got this thing to work. Check it out.
Wow, I just... Oh my god. Wait, back up!
007.
No, get away!
007.
Stop! No!
No. Wait. Calm down. It's fine.
Wait, what do you mean calm down?
It's okay.
The entity!
It's fine. It's not.
What?
It's fine. It is, but it's not. It is, but it's contained.
Contained?
For now.
Contained.
It's not the whole entity.
It's a piece.
When the entity was here before, it seemed to have left behind something. It shedded something. It lost something. So it's a fragment, a piece, a second, a minute, I don't know, something.
Okay.
But
and
it's in stasis.
We've managed to... So you're aware of the time loop in the diner?
Yeah.
We have managed to replicate that time loop and use it to trap, to put up a sort of temporal barrier or wall against the entity, or at least this piece of it. And what's very exciting is that with that containment, with the repetition of a time loop, we are watching the flesh get weaker. And if it gets weaker, we can destroy it.
Oh my god.
This thing was at least 2-3 times as big when we found it.
Yeah, no, I remember, of it was, wow. So you just, okay, sorry, it's just been a really, there's been a lot going on, you know, just sort of, wow, okay, wow, wild.
Mm-hmm.
You can contain the entity.
We think so.
Or, I mean, at least a piece of it.
It seems that way. Like, the diner was kind of already doing its thing in the time loop, and all we did was kind of, like, build these stakes to amplify that and contain it and kind of create a, you know, like a wall around this thing.
A barrier, a net.
Temporal dam.
Yeah, temporal dam.
That's good. Temporal dam. Yes.
We've created a temporal dam using the time loop of the diner. And what you're looking at here is the small version. But with these stakes that we were able to make, we believe that you can place them around a date that the entity is going to destroy and capture it there.
So you think we could really, I mean, we could really, like, wall it in.
That's the idea.
Wall it in, contain it to a single date, weaken it, and then, you know, if it gets, you know, you kind of leave it on a date in this, you know, loop-de-loop, just keeps kind of getting weaker and hopefully...
Open to a final blow.
Yeah.
This is just... I mean, incredible. You two are, wow. You're really a team. You're quite the team, you two. Sorry, it just is, I like, so the last time I saw you, you guys, you seemed pretty competent, but then before that, this is new to me. It's just, this is a lot.
When you do a couple hundred cycles of the time loop together in a diner, at a certain point, you run out of things to talk about, so you just kind of start, you know, catching the regular person up on time protocols.
The unified time theory, chronotography.
Yeah, no, Finnegan, you've caught up really, really fast. Really, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a smart guy.
No, oh my god, no, I didn't mean it like that. No, of course you are, of course. No, this is not, it's...
You can stop.
Okay, no, it's just, it's on me. Okay, Finnegan, I'm so sorry. This is not you. It's on me.
Can continue stopping.
No, it just is like the past couple of days have been so crazy, and I had an entity encounter, and it was terrifying and horrifying, and then I saw you guys, and it seemed terrifying, and you left me.
Listen, 0707.
Okay, yeah.
I don't mean to rush you out of here, but we need you to go test these stakes. We think June 4th is the best option. Why don't you leave your tapes here from the last few days? Finnegan and I will get caught up, and we'll reconnect on another date.
Okay, yes. Wow, okay, I can't... Oh, these stakes, they're incredible. Okay, here are some tapes from the past couple of days. June 4th. Okay, I'm going to do this.
And listen, I want to be very clear. These stakes are high, but the number of stakes are low. Okay, so please be careful with those things.
Don't ever change, Finnegan. All right, I'm going to go. I'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Good luck. So Val, you still want the turkey chain?
Nicknames, Finnegan. No nicknames.
I'm just going to pretend you said that tomorrow.
And yes, no mustard, please.
Ketchup.
Hey, Cass. It's me.
Oh, no.
Preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.